unharmed. At the Vatican, an estimated 200,000 people on hand for Pope Leo's installation mass. The Pope today is meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. This is ABC News.
Another challenging year for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football. A report out this weekend says the Wisconsin Badgers will be lucky to finish 500 this season. Last year they went 5-7, and this year's schedule, not any easier. Alabama, Michigan, Ohio State, and an improved Indiana program. Most odds makers have the Wisconsin Badgers with another 5-7 record this fall. Baseball. The Brewers losing to the Twins last night, 7-0. Milwaukee with just three hits. The Twins have won 13 in a row and haven't allowed a scored run in 33 innings, a new franchise record. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
It's kind of indicative of how much they care, to be quite honest with you. I know people might not understand that. They care a great deal. They want to get it right. We also, guys, we faced a really good pitcher who was really good tonight.
The Twins' Pablo Lopez allowing just two hits in six innings. That series wrapping up today from AmFam Field with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds giving way to some sunshine today. Northeast winds and highs in the lower 50s. Overnight, it gets quite chilly. Partly cloudy skies and widespread frost will be possible. Lows in the lower 30s. A little bit of sunshine for Monday. Right now, it's 37.
Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and Green Bay. ProfHearingCare.com. And by Blaine's Farm and Fleet, serving Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, and Michigan with 45 locations and everything you need for life in the Midwest. Shop online anytime at FarmAndFleet.com. I'm Dan Small. Today, a Lake Michigan update, camping ideas from Farm and Fleet, and advice for staying safe on the water. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupie and Abraham, named best personal injury law firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupie and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupie and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupie.com. And all 11 offices of Hupie and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Jeff Kelm joins me from home this week. Well, Jeff, we are recording early this week because you're off to the Sturgeon Bay Open this weekend. That's a big tournament, isn't it?
Yeah, Sturgeon Bay Open Bass Tournament. I think it's 35th annual event. You know, not many things run in 30 plus years these days, especially fishing tournaments. And it's just cool to be a part of. I don't know if anybody had remembered when they did the spring hearings. There was a question about fishing tournaments at this time of year on Sturgeon Bay on that questionnaire. And so 35th annual event. We'll see if there's a 36th. The state regulations may change some things with the event, but we're going to enjoy this one here this weekend.
And you have a lot of boats registered, right?
Yeah, we got about 150 boats, which is about what we typically see for this event. We're missing a couple of our heavy hitters that are fishing the Bassmaster Elite Series, the Johnstons, Shakurit. They come and play with us for this event because, who doesn't want to go catch a bunch of 6 and 7 pound smallmouth?
Yeah,
but
really.
But they're busy down in Texas, and so we've got a lot of local guys. A lot of Canadians have come back over the course of the last few years since COVID, and it's just a great family event, heavy competition. Some of the best smallmouth fishermen in the country come to this event.
Now, this is the open or an open event. What does that mean? Can anyone enter?
Yeah, so anybody can enter. There's no qualifications to get into it. It's a one-off event, so it's not, you're not tracking points or anything like that. This is simply, jackpot to win, you know, dump everything you got into this one event, and a nice hefty payout, and again, just a lot of fun on an amazing body of water.
It certainly is, and it's one that can blow up with winds, and you've got some winds forecasted for this weekend.
Yeah, we'll see what happens as we go through this weekend. Green Bay, a lot of these guys bring some multi-species boats, you know. Not everybody's fishing out of a bass boat, but not everybody's fishing out of a multi-species boat, too. Always got to keep that in mind as well, and those gunnels on a bass boat aren't quite as high. And taking 3-4 foot waves is a little bit more challenging, and we got to consider safety. So we'll see as the weekend rolls out and how it goes. I've got a permit for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. If we've got to change some things up and move stuff around, we'll do so.
All right. Well, you always manage to get her done, so I'm sure you'll adapt to whatever Mother Nature throws at you. Now, you mentioned different types of boats. Is live scope or forward-facing sonar allowed in this tournament?
Yeah, it absolutely is. In fact, a lot of anglers do utilize it. It all kind of depends on what Mother Nature really gives us as far as our fish on beds, or are they off beds? And so the guys will utilize that forward-facing sonar to discover those fish. They're on beds. They don't necessarily use the forward-facing sonar, an all-day type of thing. They may use it to search. They may also find some fish off of points and ledges and things like that those post-spawn fish will be on.
Well, speaking of that, I'm going to be trying it out on open water for the first time myself. We're actually launching my new Crestliner whenever we're done with the show here today, and going over to Redstone Lake, and my friend Trapper Brian Voldahl has a portable live scope that he uses for ice fishing, and we've rigged a bracket that I got from Cedar Lake Sales so that we can attach it to the Crestliner without drilling any holes or doing any wiring, fiddling around with the wiring or anything like that. We're going to look for muskies and schools of crappies, and I'm going to learn how to use it because I hope to be able to use it a few times this summer.
Yeah, it is incredible technology, and once you have it dialed in, it's a matter of trusting your electronics to know what you're looking at.
Yeah, for sure. Well, you've been busy. How's the garden coming along, and what else you've been doing?
Yeah, garden and trees are planted. We don't have much of a vegetable garden per se. We did a lot of perennial type fruit plants, blackberries, raspberries, gooseberries, blueberries, and grapes. We've got all those into the ground here. We want to get that all established as time rolls on, as we live here. And a lot of trees and all that. I had 7 beehives this last year. Unfortunately, all of them perished over the wintertime. And so I spent a good portion of this last week pulling honey. It's nice to do that in the heat, and nice time of year to do it. If you're doing it in August, when you pull honey, you've got a lot of very interested bees and wasps. At this time of year, they're far more preoccupied with what's naturally blooming, and so you're not bothered quite as much. And we had the hot days. It was nice to get the honey to flow out of the frames easy and spin them out. And I got about 90 pounds of honey or so that I'll be able to utilize. And I probably have to preface this because somebody from the state of Wisconsin is going to be listening. I'm not selling honey because I didn't process it in a processing room with a triple barrel sink or whatever they I find it funny that we got to take these insect spit into a processing room that's, you know, all of this and that's the only way you get to sell it, but that's the regulations. And so anyways, not selling it, but I will have some to give to some friends and family, and we can all enjoy.
There you go. It makes a great gift for sure. Well, I sat out turkey season D, but I plan to hunt seasons E and F. Folks probably know I struck out turkey hunting season C, and I sat out season D. Ozzy hunted just about every day, had interactions with birds, but never got one close enough to pull the trigger. And I think he and I both have permits for E and F. So we'll see what happens. Of course, we're in the middle of season E right now, but I plan to meet John for season F up in Dunn County and hunt our friend's property there where I was helping them. For the second season, we didn't get a bird, but there are a lot of birds up there, so I'm hopeful. Well, coming up, Charter Captain Dumper Dan Welch reports on Lake Michigan action off Sheboygan. Brad Greer tells us how to use a new waterproof bandage called Dry C. And Farm and Fleet sporting goods buyer Gordon Bricky helps us get ready for summer camping season. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
Attention future hunters. Hunting season for turkey, small game, and deer is right around the corner. Don't wait to think about hunter education. The time to enroll is now. The Wisconsin DNR offers several options to choose from, making it easier than ever to enroll. Just browse for upcoming youth or adult hunter education classes at gowild.wi.gov and join the ranks of today's hunter education graduates who are ensuring the safe future of our hunting heritage. Classes fill up quickly, so don't wait. Enroll today. A message from Wisconsin DNR.
A Blaine's Farm and Fleet original story.
Why is everyone coming on their riding mowers and UTVs?
I figured all the neighbors could use a break from yard work, so I invited them for a...
Ooh, a ride-on lawnmower movie?
Or, as I like to say, a movie.
For beautiful lawns, backyard parties, and everything in between, we've got the values you need to do things your way. Blaine's Farm and Fleet, being original.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with professional hearing care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. As we continue strong into almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, we want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to alkalines and the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Let's spruce up your shoreline this summer and create the gathering hotspot for your friends and family. Call Freeze Firewood and Phillips today to start your design process. With stairs, shoreline decks, docks, swim rafts, and all the outdoor furniture in between, Freeze Firewood can connect your back door to your backyard oasis. Check out Freeze Firewood on Facebook, F-R-I-E-Z-E, Freeze Firewood, or call 715-567-0616.
Have you heard about the Mahindra Roxer turbo diesel side-by-side with high towing capacity? Nemuth Implement in Stetsonville is your authorized Mahindra dealer. Nemuth invites you for a good look and a test drive today. You'll never run out of ways to use your Roxer on the trail, the property, or even the farm. No finer time to finance, too. Get a Roxer for as little as 0% up to 60 months, or just 4% for 84 months. Check out the Roxer at your authorized Mahindra dealer, Nemuth Implement, south of Medford on Highway 13 in Stetsonville.
Len Stankel, owner of Complete Rain Gutters, has had his mine in the gutter for over 30 years. Trust the expert. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
98Q Country.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Well, it's time for another Lake Michigan report with Captain Dumper Dan Welch. He is proprietor of Dumper Dan's Sport Fishing Charters, Condos, and Riverfront Store, located on South Pier Drive in Sheboygan, and on the web at dumperdan.com. And on his Facebook page, which is Dumper Dan Sport Fishing Charters, you'll find updates on all the fishing action, including this report, every time we record one. And this week's second sponsor is Southpaw Fishing Rod Holders of Denmark, Wisconsin. You can find them on the web at southpawsystems.com and on Facebook at Southpaw Systems. And joining us now from the water, Dumper Dan Welch. Well, Dan, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
You betcha. Good morning, Dan. It's a gorgeous early morning out here on Lake Michigan, flat, calm and sunny and having a good time. How have you been?
I've been busy and been well, trying to get out fishing, mostly turkey hunting in my spare time. Now, we're recording this early in the week, and you've got nice weather there. You're alone on your private boat right now, right?
Yeah, correct. I snuck out this morning on the Robalo here. I'm running three lines by myself. Thought I'd put the boat in the water, Dan, for a few days. We got, like you just mentioned, a good stretch of nice, sunny, warm weather, calm conditions, no rain or thunderstorms. So I want to get a few coho for the grill and for the freezer. We've been just super busy here with the condos and the boats and the reservations. I haven't had time to hit the water, but it's gorgeous out here right now, and they are biting. The first two rods I put in the water, Dan, were both took off. They're both cohos and Dumper Dan Daily Double to start the morning off. It's pretty nice.
Oh, great. So how are you trolling? What are you running, Dan?
Well, right now, you know, the charter boats or the Robalo, we're running downriggers down like 13 foot down to like 25 foot. We're running slide divers out to the side anywhere from 19 foot out to 31 foot with a medium lead, which means about 20 to 30 feet behind either the downrigger ball or the slide diver with flasher flies. We're using spin doctors, we're using metal flashers, double-aught, triple-aught, red, or chartreuse with green coho flies. Definitely the bait of choice for these coho salmon. The planer boards, I have one board out because I can only run three rods. I got one board out that said two bites already on a one-color lead core, but one, two, three, and five-color lead core we're running on my fleet of charter boats and doing really well on flasher fly combinations on lead core setups off to the sides on the planer boards. Dan, water temp, it's warming up pretty quick here. It's anywhere from 45 to 50 degrees on the surface, and we're fishing 30 to 50 feet of water. Got one on right now, actually.
okay.
On a slide diver, 30 to 50 feet of water. The graph is really lit up with a lot of fish on there and a lot of bait fish, and, you know, doubles and triples can be real common, multiple hookups as you go through these fish.
Are you north of town, south of town? Where are you?
I'm south of town. The gap has been good right out in front. There's a nice mud line coming out, and that's been good. There's some bait fish in there. But there's fish all the way down to the Sheboygan County line. Kohler-Andre State Park is where I started trolling south now. I'm just south of Oostburg, coming up to Cedar Grove. And that's all really good. There's other boats out here I can see off to the distance here, and they're fishing like the same area, same depths, and, you know, that 40 to 60 feet of water range. Good speeds, about 2.3 to 2.4 miles an hour. And yeah, you just keep trolling away here and you get into fish and then you get out of them and back into them again. And a lot of them fish are coming from the south end of the lake. I've been monitoring that for over a month now, and they came through Milwaukee, Port Washington, and now Sheboygan's just heating up big time on this coho salmon bite here in May.
Your charter boats are in. Do you have openings for what's left in May?
We do. June is filling up very quickly, and we booked a lot of trips this last week. The phone's been ringing, the calls have been coming in, but we have openings in May. Get on out here. It's only going to get better and better, and these fish are delicious to eat on the grill or smoke them or what have you, pickle them, can them. They're fun on the rod. They fight hard. Give us a call, and I do have late May openings. I have openings on Memorial Day weekend. The last week of May, I have some openings. We're about, right now in May, about four boats busy. So, you know, I got six boats, so we got one or two open yet for you. But get out here. I mean, it's just fun. It's spring season, and the bite's hot right now.
It sounds like it. Well, before we talk about Southpaw, how was the rocket launch on Mother's Day weekend?
It was good, Dan. I love that event. I really do. I'm so happy to be a part of it, and they love having us on board. There was 27 rockets shot off, 3 to 4 to 5 at a time on the pier, South Pier, right in front of Blue Harbor Resort. Went well, and we retrieved all 27 rockets. They obviously landed in the lake. And then we do take rides out. We can take 3-4 people on each boat, and they come out and they can ride along. Very busy. Blue Harbor had a gorgeous setup in the conference room with screens and videos of watching these rockets. They shoot a mile in the air. It's for the Rocket for Schools. We've been a sponsor of that for quite a few years, and that went really well. So we were catching rockets that day, Dan.
How do you find all 27 of them? They have a flag on them when they hit, or what?
No, they're parachute. They come down in a parachute, okay. And then we got radios to the shore folks, and if we don't see them, they'll let us know, but we usually see most of them. But I'll tell you, there was last year and again this year, we were retrieving a rocket, and another one almost landed right in the boat. So they dropping out of the sky as we're out there, but a lot of fun. It was really a neat event.
Yeah, cool. Well, okay, Southpaw Rod Holders. They are made in Denmark. Gary Anderson is the owner. Tell us about those products.
Yeah, Gary's a great guy. In fact, on the Robalo here, my 20-foot center console, I have Southpaw and everything. Rod holders, and he custom makes them in any color you want. And burgundy, obviously, is my Dumper Dan color. So mine are silver and red. And what's nice is, Dan, is they have a 4-pin system. So it's real sturdy. It goes any direction you want, up, down, left, right. He's got rod holder trees like I have on here with 3 rod holders on a tree for board fishing. I have diver rods that go up to the side, and then I have them on the downriggers too. Very sturdy, nice setup. You can easily grab with one hand and work these rod holders. You know, it's not like a two-hand system, so they're user-friendly. Check out his video that I made last year for him on his website. I did a nice video explaining it, and check it out on Southpaw Systems' website. He's in Denmark, Wisconsin. He's a machinist and a avid fisherman, and he's got a great product, Dan.
Well, it must be user-friendly if you are running your boat, fishing, talking to me, you got a fish on, and you're handling the rods all by yourself. I know you're a good multitasker, but this Southpaw system must really help.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, definitely check out Gary's website, his Facebook page. Watch my video on his website. It explains it to a T, a couple minutes long. And give him a call. He's got a lot of product made and ready to go right now, so he could hook you up. He does the track systems, too, for, like, the walleye boats. If you want to put a track system in with sliding rod holders up and down your gunnels, you can do that too. Give Gary a call. He's easy to work with, and he's got a great setup there.
All right. Well, how can folks get a hold of you?
Best way is my phone, 920-377-1147. You talk to me direct, Dumper Dan. I'll get you hooked up with fishing and or lodging. Our store is fully stocked here with all our apparel on the riverfront at 676 South Pier Drive in Sheboygan. Check out our website, DumperDan.com. Start following us on Facebook. We'll be posting a lot of pictures and videos of our clients throughout the summer.
All right, Dan. Well, you got, what, one fish to go for your limit today?
I do, yep. I got number 4 on the pole right now. I'm still fighting him. I turned the clicker off so you don't hear that. But, I got to reel him in, so hopefully you get one more. I can head her on in, and we'll have a nice dinner tonight.
All right, sounds good. We will talk to you again in 2 weeks.
You got it, buddy. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
You're quite welcome, Dan. Folks, that was Dumper Dan Welch alone on his private boat, the Robalo, that he runs when he has some spare time. But his charter boats are out there. And you can get in touch with him on Facebook at Dumper Dan Sport Fishing Charters, on the web at DumperDan.com, or you can call him 920-377-1147. And be sure to check out SouthpawSystems.com and Southpaw Systems on Facebook to learn all about those rod holders that we talked about. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Listen to More Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com.
Northwoods weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds giving way to some sunshine today. Northeast winds and highs in the lower 50s. Overnight, it gets quite chilly. Partly cloudy skies and widespread frost will be possible. Lows in the lower 30s. A little bit of sunshine for Monday. Right now, it's 37. 98 Q
Country. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. This next segment is brought to you by Blaine's Farm and Fleet, serving Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, and Michigan with 45 locations and everything you need for life in the Midwest. You can shop online anytime at farmandfleet.com. And joining me now to talk about getting ready for camping season is Gordon Bricky. He's the sporting goods buyer for Farm and Fleet Stores. And Gordon, thanks for joining us and welcome to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Hi, Dan. Thanks for calling me. It's good to be here.
Well,
appreciate it.
It's good to talk to you, and especially with camping season coming up, and actually it's underway for a lot of people, but for some folks it'll be Memorial Weekend, a big camping start off for the year. What is your routine if you're going camping?
Well, I tell you, now that the fishing season is afoot and Mother's Day is behind us, this is the couple of weeks that I usually get all my gear out and go through it. Much of it's been used for ice fishing or for hunting season. I get it out now and make sure everything's in good shape. And that's when I seek my wife's approval on what I can replace and upgrade for this next year. Do some tune-ups to everything, pick up batteries, pick up some fuel. And I think this year I'm going to upgrade my stove and all of my sleeping bags.
What are you looking at for a stove?
Well, I tell you, we've got the normal two-burner stove that everyone has, and I love my stove. But this year I'm going to get myself a jet boil stove. I love how fast it makes coffee and hot water, and this is the year I'm going to buy one.
And you carry them at Blaine's Farm and Fleet?
Yeah, we sure do. We added them just new this year. Wonderful business partner to have in the stores, and everyone loves them.
Okay, and how about sleeping bags? You're looking at a new bag, you said?
Yeah, you know, our bags are about 5 years old, and it's nice to get new sleeping bags that are comfortable and fluffy and maybe get rid of the old ones. We try to upgrade them and give them to the grandkids.
Oh, that's a good idea. Okay. Well, how about cool?
The best day for great deals on everything for summer is One Day, as in the Macy's One Day Sale. Find the best prices of the month on summer essentials, from men's tees from Champion and More for $12.99 to $500 off diamond studs, now just $199.99. Even five-piece luggage sets for your next getaway, now $69.99, less than a cab to the airport. And you can earn rewards faster during Star Money Bonus Days. It's a day unlike any other. The Macy's One Day Sale, today. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-517-9383. That's 800-517-9383. 800-517-9383.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Did you know 98Q Country now posts some of their best content online for you to listen anytime?
Wow.
It's just at 98QCountry.com. Go to the top of the page. Here, I'll do it with you. 98QCountry.com. Yes, the numbers, 98, then the letter Q, country, dot, that's the period button down there, com, C-O-M. And then just hit enter. There you go.
Oh.
Now when you're at 98QCountry.com, simply click podcasts at the top of the... No, not the logo. You're already on the website. Click 98Q Podcast. It's in the top right corner. You click it once. Boy, I thought this was going to be easy. There you go. Some of our most recent and most valuable content is there, like Joel's reality radio segments.
Aha.
You can even check on old shopping show segments to see what kind of deals you can take advantage of.
Aha.
Even some of Gray's content in the afternoon show.
Ooh.
It's the 98Q Podcast section of 98QCountry.com. 98Q Country content available on demand.
Aha.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Well, if you haven't been on the water yet, boating or fishing, Odds are good you will be soon, and we all hope to have a safe outing every time we go out, but we sometimes sustain minor or even serious injuries. And joining me now from Houston, Texas, to talk about what we can do to keep our on-water adventures as safe as possible is Brad Greer. He is CEO of Dry Sea. That's a company that makes waterproof bandages, and they have a patented liquid indicating technology that we'll talk about. And their website is drysea.com. That's DRYSEE.com. Well, Brad, thanks for joining us, and welcome to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Well, thanks for having me, man. Glad to be with you.
You're quite welcome. Now, you're based in Houston, and you didn't know this, but I lived in Houston for 3 years, many moons ago, when I was at Rice University. And I got fond memories of my time there, fishing in Galveston, going to Astros games in the Astrodome. That'll tell you a little bit about how long ago it was. And, of course, Southwest Conference football games in the fall. Go Owls and all that good stuff.
My dad was an athlete at Rice and graduated from Rice, so my compliments to you. Not everybody on every street corner can go to Rice, get into Rice, and graduate from Rice.
Well, that's absolutely true. What did he play?
Captain of the tennis team.
Oh, okay. Cool. Well, many of our listeners, as I mentioned, will spend time on the water this spring and summer. And these are enjoyable activities, but they're not without danger. What are some of the things that we can do to reduce the risk of illness from bacteria that we don't even know are there, waterborne bacteria and other contaminants?
Well, yes, if you or any of your loved one or family members has an open wound, do not go into any waterway, whether it's Lake Michigan or, you know, a local lake in Wisconsin. If you have an open wound, cover it with Dry Sea. Dry Sea is waterproof, but typically all waterproof bandages eventually fail. But Dry Sea is different in that Dry Sea has liquid indication technology. So if your young daughter goes into the waterway and she has a Dry Sea over her wound, and she comes out the lake and Dry Sea has changed color at the perimeter band or at the wound pad, you're alerted and you know that it's time to change your bandage.
Uh-huh. Okay. So that's if you have a wound already, you want to cover that. But when we're fishing, you know, I fish for muskies and northern pike, and they've got sharp teeth. They're like freshwater barracudas, and they got sharp gills. They can tear you up if you're not careful handling them. And fishing lures have sharp hooks, too. You know, if you fish long enough, you're going to get a hook stuck in your skin. Can we deal with that with a Dry Sea, or what should we do if we get a cut while we're out there?
Oh, yes. Use a Dry Sea, and if the wound has a large amount of wound exudate or bleeding, then, you know, grab some gauze or Tefla and put that underneath the Dry Sea bandage. It'll help soak up some of that wound exudate. And again, if Dry Sea changes color from water intruding from the lake or from excess wound exudate, Dry Sea had changed color or alert you it's time to change your bandage.
So it sounds like we should have Dry Sea in our first aid kit, but I wonder how many people actually carry a first aid kit in the boat.
Well, the number is not as high as you'd like. The CDC says that 48% of Americans don't have a first aid kit in their home. Those numbers are higher for not having a first aid kit in your boat or in your automobile. So have a first aid kit, obviously, in your boat, in your automobile, and at least a couple of them at home.
And what should be in that besides the bandages we're talking about?
Gauze, antibiotic ointment, Q-tips, tape, antiseptic wipes, antiseptic spray like Bactine. Those items are a minimum. And some scissors, obviously. You know, and there's one other item. If you're traveling by car or boat and there's an accident, and the emergency personnel are unable to find you, also have an emergency whistle. So if you've slipped off the road or if your boat is in a cove not visible to emergency personnel, you can blow that whistle and alert emergency personnel and they'll come and render aid.
Now, that's assuming you don't have phone service or, heaven forbid, you drop your phone overboard or something.
Well, you could have your phone, but again, sometimes there's auto accident. She slipped down off the road down a ravine, and that whistle will help alert emergency personnel where you are, mm-hmm. with or without your phone operating.
Now, we talked about bacteria that might be in the waterways. Can we find out ahead of time whether the water that we're fishing in or swimming in is safe, or do you just assume it's not?
Well, if it's not, usually your state or local government will post warnings at the particular lake or waterway that you visited. But check CDC's website and also check your local fishing, hunting, and game agency or state agency that covers fishing, hunting, and other recreational activities, as well as your state agency that regulates health. And look both places to see if the waterway or lake you're visiting is on a list and if there's any warning to stay out of the water.
Well, you mentioned warnings from the state agency. Our DNR and I think our Department of Health also indicates when there are algae blooms. Lake Michigan has had algae blooms, some smaller inland lakes do, and even on Lake Superior in the last few years, there have been algae blooms. So some of us are aware of that. I guess we should just pay more attention to those warnings.
Oh, absolutely. So check those websites before you venture out with your family or loved ones. And as you said, there may be algae blooms, Vibrio, other bacteria, other pathogens. I mean, really, all our waterways have some degree of these pathogens in the water. You just want to be extra careful and ensure that the level of pathogens is not at a harmful or dangerous level.
Now, you mentioned the dry sea bandages and their technology that warns you when their seal has been breached, when there's liquid in there that shouldn't be. Who invented these? Where did they come from?
Yes, our chairman, who's a tinkerer, actually had his first patent granted when he was in college.
Oh.
Our chairman of the board created and invented the first dry sea prototypes, which led to our CTO, Mark Etchells, who's been in wound care for over 30 years. And now we make our product, obviously, at scale and sell at scale.
Okay. And where can we buy it?
Amazon, drysea.com, walmart.com. Those are the top three places I'd visit to find dry sea.
Okay. Do you sell first aid kits as well, or do you recommend any?
We do not sell first aid kits. Generally speaking, first aid kits are a commodity product. Just ensure when you buy one that it has the necessary items in it that you'll need to keep you and your loved ones safe.
Okay. And, of course, they're not going to come with dry sea bandages, so you'd have to add those.
That's correct. You know, eventually we'll find our way into some first aid kits. But yeah, you'll add dry sea to the mix when you purchase that first aid kit.
Okay. Well, I've got a dry sea bandage sample that your publicity folks sent me, and it's in my boat glove box, and I hope I never have to use it. But if I do, I'll know where it is, and I know what to do with it.
That's right. And it better be safe than sorry and be proactive and prepared. And you're doing that and you're helping your listeners to do the same.
All right. Well, Brad, thank you so much for joining us for this conversation. And we will send folks to your website because there are some videos there that show exactly how to apply it and how to know when the seal has been breached.
Exactly. Yeah. Do your homework first before you buy and apply dry sea, and that'll help you stay safe this summer.
All right. Well, thanks, and great talking with you.
Likewise. Enjoy, Jim.
Folks, that was Brad Greer. He is the CEO of Dry Sea, and their website, again, is drysee.com. You can see videos of how to apply it. You can buy them right there, and you can also get them on Amazon or at walmart.com. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Attention future hunters. Hunting season for turkey, small game, and deer is right around the corner. Don't wait to think about hunter education. The time to enroll is now. The Wisconsin DNR offers several options to choose from, making it easier than ever to enroll. Just browse for upcoming youth or adult hunter education classes at gowild.wi.gov and join the ranks of today's hunter education graduates who are ensuring the safe future of our hunting heritage. Classes fill up quickly, so don't wait. Enroll today. A message from Wisconsin DNR.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with professional hearing care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
A Blaine's Farm and Fleet original story.
Why is everyone coming on their riding mowers and UTVs?
I figured all the neighbors could use a break from yard work, so I invited them for a...
Ooh, a ride-on lawnmower movie?
Or, as I like to say, a movie.
For beautiful lawns, backyard parties, and everything in between, we've got the values you need to do things your way. Blaine's Farm and Fleet, being original.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Jeff Kelm. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend. On the web at cedarlakesales.com. Crestline rebates continue through May 24th. They have lots of boats in stock with pre-tariff pricing, so keep that in mind. We're also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and now Green Bay, profhearingcare.com. And by Blaine's Farm and Fleet, serving Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, and Michigan with 45 locations and everything you need for life in the Midwest. Shop online anytime at farmandfleet.com.
And if our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not airing where you live, you can always watch past episodes at MilwaukeePBS.org. And my Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV special shows from the last several years are archived on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel.
And this show is always posted online. You can find it listen to it at your leisure online at lake-link.com. Go to the Outdoor Radio page there or find us online at outdoornews.com/podcasts. And then you can follow Dan on social media through his adventures during the week at Dan Small Outdoors. Find me at Hardwater Jeff.
Well, Jeff, have you seen any fawns yet?
I have not. I have one big doe that looks like she'd be about ready to pop any day that comes into the yard just about daily. So I'm looking forward to seeing her drop a fawn and watching that bounce through the yard.
A fawn or three, you never know.
Yeah, it could be. Could be more, yeah.
Yeah, well, I was up north, up near River Falls earlier this week, and in the middle of the day, a doe ran full tilt across the road right in front of me. I mean, I was, 50 yards from hitting that critter, and she didn't look fat. I couldn't tell, but I don't know what she was doing out this time of day, but... At any rate, folks, this is baby season for most wild animals. You might encounter a fawn or a baby rabbit or other critter when you're hiking or turkey hunting. And it's best, as you probably know, to keep wildlife wild. Leave them alone. The baby animal sometimes wanders off, but mom will usually find them. And the DNR has a website that explains what to look for and when it's critical to intervene, and it's on the DNR website. The keywords are keep wildlife wild. And as I mentioned, we're recording on Wednesday this week, and high winds are forecast now, and there's high wildfire danger up north. That may change by the weekend, but I would be sure to check the DNR website or any local postings before you build a fire. Avoid campfires and don't burn brush until we get significant rainfall. The updates on the DNR website are under the keywords fire danger. And speaking of DNR, they're looking for volunteers to help with the annual Karner Blue Butterfly Monitoring Program this summer. It's going on in a number of counties. And Jeff, including Wood County, have you ever seen Karner Blues? Do you know what they look like?
We have, In fact, we see enough of them that Eileen made the comment just the other day that she can't believe that they would even be threatened or endangered.
Well, they are locally, I wouldn't say abundant, but they're there, and they like lupins. You must have lupins on the sand, sandy soil, don't you? Yep. Yeah, that's what they like. And this is a project that I think could involve kids, and Karner is spelled with a K, K-A-R-N-E-R. So if you're interested, go to the DNR website and check out Karner Blue Butterflies. And the Ruffed Grouse Society is conducting a survey of members and non-members. If you hunt upland birds and want to participate, there's no obligation. Visit ruffedgrousesociety.org and look for the 2025 survey. And Lost in the Woods Improv has their summer schedule out. Their next show is June 6th at the South Shore Brewery Tap House in Washburn. Details and a full schedule are on Facebook and Instagram at Lost in the Woods Improv. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. Details on his next show at the Harbor Table will be on his website, warrennelson.com. I'm Dan Small here with Jeff Kelm. Well, Jeff, I hope you have a good tournament and a safe one this weekend. And
thanks,
we'll
Dan.
We'll catch up with you next week. And folks, get outside this weekend and join us again next week for Outdoors Radio. I'll be trolling home to you.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds giving way to some sunshine today. Northeast winds and highs in the lower 50s. Overnight, it gets quite chilly. Partly cloudy skies and widespread frost will be possible. Lows in the lower 30s. A little bit of sunshine for Monday. Right now, it's 37.
98Q Country.
98Q Country.
I was raised off of Route 3, out past where the blacktop ends. We'd walk to church on Sunday morning, race barefoot back to Johnson's Fence. That's where I first saw Mary, on that roadside picking blackberries. That summer I turned a corner in my soul down that red dirt. It's where I drank my first beer. It's where I found Jesus. Where I wrecked my first car. I tore it all to pieces. I learned the path to heaven is full of sinners and believers. Learned that happiness on earth ain't just for high achievers. I've come to know life at both ends, that red dirt road. Her daddy didn't like me much in my shackled up GTO. I'd sneak out in the middle of the night, throw rocks at her bedroom window. We'd turn out the headlights, drive by the moonlight, talk about what the future might hold down that red dirt road. It's where I drank my first beer. It's where I found Jesus. Where I wrecked my first car. I tore it all to pieces. I learned the path to heaven is full of sinners and on earth ain't just for high achievers. I've come to know there's life at both ends.
back again. And driving home tonight feels like I found a long lost friend. It's where I drank my first beer. It's where I found Jesus.
Some gasoline, just trying to bomb a flame. Gonna burn the whole place down. And how do you explain ever falling in love with a guy like me in the first place? And turn around and say that I'm the worst thing. I guess I'm the problem. And your mess never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate the wind, you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking,
I'm the problem, or you might be the reason. Try to go our separate ways, and we're back and forth like a swinging door. And tomorrow's like yesterday, some days better than the night before. And you're back with me again, then you go and tell your friends that I'm the problem, and your mates never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate it when you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. If I'm such a waste of breath, such a waste of time, your mates never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate it when you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason.
So good. How do we stay so long together when everybody said we never would? And just when I start to think they're right, the love has died. There you go, making my heart beat again, heart beat again, heart beat again. There you go, making me feel like a kid. Won't you do it and do it one time? There you go, pulling me right back in, right back in, right back in. And I know I'm never letting this go. I'm stuck on you. Whoa-oh, whoa-oh, stuck like glue. You and me, baby, we're stuck like glue. Whoa-oh, whoa-oh, stuck like glue. You and me, baby, we're stuck like glue. Won't you do it and do it one time? There you go, pulling me right back in, right back in, right back in. And I know I'm never letting this go. I'm stuck on you. Whoa-oh, whoa-oh, stuck like glue. You and me, baby, we're stuck like glue. Whoa-oh, whoa-oh, stuck like glue. You and me, baby, we're stuck like glue. Whoa-oh, whoa-oh, you almost fell. Two stuck together from the edge.
Yeah.
didn't do it one time. There you go, pulling me right back in, right back in, right back in. And I know I'm never letting this go. There you go, making my heart beat again, heartbeat again, heartbeat again. There you go, making me feel like a kid. Won't you do it and do it one time? Stuck like glue.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
You're tuned in to the broadcast ministry of Cornerstone Church in Ramsey, Michigan. We're glad you're with us today. Now let's join Pastor Todd as we allow God's Word to build our faith.
Well, good morning, everybody, and happy Sunday. It's so good to be able to share with you all today. My name is Josh. I'm a youth and young adults pastor here at Cornerstone Church, and I'm just so excited to be able to share some just real spiritual truths that